Yeah, bad news. As I was driving in, I first heard this story from California. Six hours ago, I guess. Alex Stone is our ABC News correspondent in Thousand Oaks, California, where there has been a shooting overnight at the Borderline Bar and Grill. What's the current number of dead, Alex?
John, it's at 13 right now, including the gunman, and one of those dead is a Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant. He did what law enforcement is trained to do after Columbine in 1999, that you don't wait for SWAT to show up, that when there's an active shooter, you arrive and you go in. He got the call at around 11:30 last night, Pacific time, about 6 hours ago. Went what we call here in California Code 3, that's lights and sirens. Pulled up outside of the bar and grill here and ran inside. And at least we think he went inside. If he made it that far, he was shot and killed, apparently, by the gunman. He was a 29-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department, 1 year away, less than a year away from retirement, leaves behind a wife and a son. The other 11 who were killed were inside this bar, and they were doing what they do every Wednesday night. It was college night every Wednesday night at Borderline Bar and Grill. Country night, they were country line dancing. They were taking part in a lot of fun. And those who were inside say this gunman walked in seemingly out of nowhere and began firing into the crowd. People did what they could to stay alive. They jumped out of windows. They hid in closets, in back rooms, in the attic. They overturned tables and stools, trying to use them as shields of some kind, doing whatever they could to come out alive. Unfortunately, 11 people were not able to do that.
And these eyewitnesses that we've been hearing this morning say the shooter had smoke bombs or some sort of explosive device. Any confirmation of that?
Yeah, he apparently had the smoke bombs for whatever reason to try to make it harder for them to see where the gunfire was coming from. Something else, we don't know. But he was using the smoke bombs and firing. We now know within the last couple of minutes here from multiple law enforcement sources that have been briefed on the case that the preliminary information on the shooter is he was a white man in his late 20s. The gun appears to have been legally bought, a 45 caliber Glock. There's a lot of investigation, a lot of search warrants to do now, but that suspect, he is dead. His body is here at the bar and grill. They don't know if he died of a self-inflicted wound or a police bullet. Doesn't really matter. He's no longer a threat, but they say that they'll figure that out in the hours to come.
And he was targeting employees of the bar?
They don't know. Many of the witnesses tell us that they don't think so. That there have been multiple, changing reports constantly.
They think that
he was just firing at random at people inside the bar. And we'll know more once we know who the victims are, but there's a likelihood that some were patrons and some were employees. But the FBI, the Sheriff's Department here, they don't know.
Wow, pretty awful thing to wake up to this morning, and I'm sure we're going to get more details over the course of the next few hours as everybody wakes up out in California and realizes what has taken place out in those Thousand Oaks. Alex Stone, our ABC News correspondent, live from Thousand Oaks, California this morning. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.